Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Mr. Corrector.
Here's Tom Ayo. We'll take the ball 15 metres inside Dog's End. Laid back to Freddie Lussick. And then Fanua Blake got it away to Torhu Harris. Warriors 30, Dogs 18, right on full time. Ryan will give us his 3-2-1. Lussick, Fanua Blake. It's going to be a good win here for the Warriors. Lussick again, this time left for Torhu Harris. Dejanasi, Reece Walsh gets a little pass out to Edward Kosi, and now they rub salt into the wounds as Edward Kosi goes over in the corner, Ryan. Warriors 34, Dogs 18.
Yeah, that combination, and just Reece Walsh on the edge. He's just so dangerous. He worries the defenders and comes up again with a lovely pass. That's the second try now he's put Kosi in for, and a lovely movement out to that left-hand side. And Lussick goes into dummy half. Torhu Harris, the amount of times he's gone first receiver and been able to pass out the back. Reece Walsh then just slicing, with using his speed, slicing through a couple of Bulldogs defenders there and coming up with the right pass at the end of it. And Kosi won't score too many easier than that. The big winger steps off that left foot, comes back on the inside. He's a big man. He enjoyed that with the home fans, and they'll be celebrating down at the Viaduct tonight.
55%.
I'm that sort of guy. I go to the Viaduct, and if I'm having a good time, I'll go kick-ons at K Road. I've been there a couple of times with Joey back in the day.
Right. Well, it's funny because somebody by the name of Becky of Indrapilly says she used to go to Bondi Rowers in the early 90s when you were there.
Bondi or City Rowers?
City Rowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she says that you used to love to dance to Young MC's Bust a Move.
I did.
Yeah, I did.
And also another song, whenever I used to walk in there and we'd have a good win on a Friday night, the DJ, he'd see me and then he'd play Mr. Wendell, Arrested Development.
Just let me come back to that. Reece Walsh, 55% on the Triple M Fergus Kick Predictor. Fergus tradies swear by it. Fergus.com/radio to find out more. Warriors 34, Bulldogs 18. I hate that song, Mr. Wendell.
I don't mind it.
That's a shocking song. That's a shocking song, man. What about Ace of Base? All that she wants is another baby.
All that she wants is another baby. She's got a mum.
Warriors 36, Dogs 18. And I reckon that's just about all they will write for this one tonight in front of a big crowd there in Auckland for the Warriors. They've been on tonight.
They have.
Yeah, they really have. Yeah, it's an 80-minute performance, and I think that's what Stacey will be really happy about. They've had moments there where they sort of could have gone to sleep and the Bulldogs have surged, but, you know, they've been able to just steady the ship and with some of their senior players and some really good discipline and support from their home fans, they've just stuck to the task, and it's been a really good convincing win in the end against a Bulldogs side that have been playing really well. They weren't at their best tonight, especially in that first half, but they did show some glimpses in that second half of sort of trying to get back into the contest, and they drew it up. They levelled it up at 8-all at one point, so it's just been a really resilient professional performance from the Warriors tonight.
We might, in the next 30 seconds, Ryan, just get you to wrap up the homeloans.com.au 3-2-1.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
One point goes to Dallin Watinis-Lesniak, who in really good on the wing, scored a nice try and had some really good moments as the Warriors go to that left edge over to Montoya. The 2 points goes to Sean Johnson. It's been a really good night out for the Warriors halfback, but I think the leader of the pack and the guy that I think is probably their most consistent player on a weekly basis, Torhu Harris, 210 metres. The amount of times he's touched the football at first receiver and played big minutes, as we see Adam Fanua Blake score a late try. He's getting 36 tackles. Torhu gets my man of the match.
Okay, so while we were getting the man of the match, they kicked a bomb there, the Warriors, and it was just confusion all around for the Doggies. It bounced up, the Warriors regathered, the ball was passed to Adam Fanua Blake, who scores right beside the post, and they've hit the big 4-0. Warriors 40, Bulldogs 18 on the Triple M Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. So the ball was kicked by Dejan Arce. It went up, it came down. Averillo didn't get near it. It was batted back. It ended up with Adam Fanua Blake, and he gets a rare try. So Adam Fanua Blake, a local junior in our area around Rabbitohs part of town, but he's such a quality player on his day, Adam. Scores a try beside the post. Now Warriors 40, lead the Dogs 18. because nothing can frighten a Mitsubishi Triton. Stacey Jones, a very happy coach. And, of course, Andrew Webster will leave the Penrith system and head over to coach the Warriors next year. And I think Andrew's going to do a great job, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he goes. And I'm looking forward to a day where we can stop having to constantly concern ourselves over the future of certain coaches. Give them a go.
And give them a break, I say.
Yes. There's the attempt at goal is converted. Reece Walsh and the Warriors 42 will beat the Bulldogs 18. Our 3-2-1, we've got those. Homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. And in the end, the score blows out a little bit. It's probably not a fair indication of the effort the Dogs put in, because they've let in a couple of late tries here and it's starting to blow out a little bit, but there won't be any more. Full-time score will be Warriors 42, Dogs 18, after the Warriors led 18-6 at halftime. And there's 15 seconds left in the game. We're going to go to the AFL, and you can listen to that on the Triple M you are listening to or via the Listener app.
Great work, Maroon. I'm going home, mate. Well done today.
Yes, well done to you too, Del.
Yeah, I know, mate. That's why you get paid the big bucks, mate.
And Lassick getting the dummy half. And this will be the final run of the game. Referee will blow full-time. Referee Chris Butler, who's had a good game as well. Just wasn't their night, the Doggies. Back to the drawing board. But good on them. They've been good. And they're, as Ryan said, they're a lot more consistent. Ryan, we'll say goodbye to you. We'll see you tomorrow on the scrum.
I'll see you tomorrow. Boyle.
Okay. And Del, we'll catch you across the course of the weekend.
Yes, we will. I love you guys. Goodbye.
Our next game that we call is tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Cowboys Roosters as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Torhu Harris. Sean Johnson. Oh. Intercepts. Josh Adokar. Intercept. They won't get him. He's at the halfway. He's over the 40. Here comes the defence. They won't catch the Fox. He's got to score. A beautiful try. Another intercept try.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Egan. Now it goes across. It comes out into the arms of Johnson. Oh. Floats one across now to Vailea, and Vailea will score for the Warriors. Flanagan, Avarillo, Burke, quick hands down to Martini, Zalesniak, intercept, he's away, Dallin, he's over the halfway, Carrazza's chasing, he's not going to get there, and Martini, Zalesniak scores a runaway train try, given to Burton, oh, he's gone right
what
through,
tackle.
And then a beautiful tackle on Burton. 1 metre out, gets up and plays it back. Yeah. It's all happening too quick. And the Doggies go over, courtesy of Jake Avarillo. Sean Johnson goes left and gets a pass away to Walsh.
Look at that.
Finds his winger. Kosi goes over in the corner.
Oh, he's lost the ball. Look at this. Try-to.
Picked up by Flanagan. Oh. A simple drop ball by Reece Walsh. And off a simple, simple error, Flanagan goes in for the Doggies. Torhu Harris. Sean Johnson.
Oh.
Intercepts. Josh Adokar. They won't get him. He's at the halfway. He's over the 40. Here comes the defence. They won't catch the Fox. He's got to score. A beautiful try. Another intercept try. Egan a dummy half once again. They're right in front of the post. Left side it goes Johnson. He got it away to Eli Katoa. And he went over virtually untouched. Up it goes. Take it off. Take it on the ball. Curran's got it. He goes over. Miracle try from the Warriors.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what?
Possible knock-on.
Dallin Martini-Zalesniak.
Yes.
We have a decision.
No try.
Lussick for Noah Blake. Johnson throws the dummy. He's gone right through Sean Johnson.
He throws
another dummy and scores a brilliant solo try. That's what Sean Johnson can do.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he's been really good tonight, Maroon, and he just ends that one on a really high note. Great to see.
Dejanasi, Reece Walsh gets a little pass out to Edward Kosi, and now they rub salt into the wounds as Edward Kosi goes over.
As we see Adam Fanua Blake score a late try. He's got 36 tackles.
The ball was kicked by Dejanasi. It went up, it came down. Avarillo didn't get near it. It was spouted back. It ended up with Adam Fanua Blake, and he gets a rare try. And the Warriors 42 will beat the Bulldogs 18.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.